Whoa, baby, you okay? No, give me a second. I'm right there.
Hey. Oh no. Oh, did it fall? Hey, no, it's okay. Let me see. Yeah, I think it's. That's not great. No, baby, hey, it's okay. No, did you purposely smash it? Did you mean to break it? Okay, well, it was an accident. It's okay. Accidents happen. I did very much like this lamp, but it's. I mean, it's not ruined. Here, let me unplug it so we don't start a fire. It's not ruined. It's in several pieces. No, hey, come here. Come here. Hey. It's okay. Are you okay? Are you no glass, you didn't step in anything, you're okay? Oh, you thought you saw a spider. Is that why you wait, did you see a spider? Do you need me to kill a spider for you? I'll give the room a look around. No, it's okay. I mean, a couple of years. It's not completely broken. The base is definitely the base is broken. But I mean, I can totally fix it with some glue and a lot of love. I think I can put it back together. Oh, baby, it's okay. Hey, you didn't mean to. You didn't do it on purpose. I'm glad you're okay. That's what matters more. Yeah, it's just an object. It's just a thing. I did have it since college, yeah. But so the lamp has been around for a long time, and yeah, it's chipped. It's old. I mean, it's not unrepairable. There's like a thing in Japan, like a, I don't know the name of it. It's where they repair bowls and like vases and stuff, and like they're all broken up, and then they use like this. I don't know what it's like a technique where they put all the pieces back together. And the thing at the end of it looks a lot prettier than it did when it was all assembled, you know? Like the act of putting back something together gives it more character, and like it adds to the story of the thing. Yeah, so when we put this back together, when we fix it, it'll add to the story of it. When we look at the cracks, we'll remember the time that it fell, and then all the memories of us putting it back together. Yeah, seriously. I'll have to look and see. I don't know what kind of epoxy to use, but it should be pretty easy. It shouldn't be a big deal. Yeah. I can go check in the garage. I might actually have all the stuff I need here. Well, depends. Are you up for some crafting? Not today. Probably this weekend, honestly. It'll take a couple hours, probably. Yeah, we gotta let it set and dry and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we could do this weekend. Well, if you want to. No, we can wait, baby. Hey. What? You think I was gonna be angry? Why? Why would I have been angry? I mean, yes, you're right. I did love it, and I continue to love it, and when we fix it, I will still love it. Maybe it could have been, you could have broken into a million pieces, unrecoverable. It could have been completely destroyed. We would have to throw it away, and I would have still not been that upset. Because I know you didn't mean to. If you intentionally broke it, I'd be like, well, baby, why would you do that? But you didn't. It was a mistake. It was literally, you got startled. You bumped into it. It's okay. Yeah, it is okay. It really is. No, I was not gonna raise my voice. You think I was gonna come in here and just start screaming? Why? Oh, baby. There's never a good reason to raise your voice at anybody. Well, especially people you love. I get it. I get it. It's never fun to be yelled at. Like, I never want to do that. I get it. Trust me. I've been yelled at plenty. It's not a feeling that you want. You don't want someone yelling at you. Because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve to be yelled at. You don't deserve to have someone raise your voice at you. Especially for an accident. It was a mistake. And even if you did do it on purpose, I shouldn't yell at you. Because no one deserves to be yelled at, baby. It's not a good feeling. Like, you don't deserve to be talked down to like that. You didn't. I don't care what anyone does. Yeah, there's never a good reason for it. Yeah, I mean it. The only reason I ever yell is if I'm looking for you, and let's say we're lost in the woods, and I can't find you, then I'll yell. Or, I don't know, you're in danger, and you're not looking at something, so I'll be like, look out! I'm trying to think of reasonable reasons to yell at you. I mean, outside of those, I don't see any good reason to yell at you, baby. Or a bad reason to yell at you, no. I don't really see any reason to. Was that why you're worried? Is that why you told me not to come in? You thought I was going to come in here and yell at you? Baby. Well, good news. I'm never going to do that to you. No, because you don't deserve it, okay? I know you feel guilty. I know you feel bad. I don't need to make you feel worse about it. I know you feel bad about it. Well, one, don't feel bad about it, because we're going to fix it, and it's going to be fine. Well, the bulb was still working, so that's a great sign. It means the wiring is fine, so it's just a cosmetic thing. And even if we don't fix the cosmetics, we strip it all off and have a new funky-looking lamp. Who knows? It might be a cool aesthetic. I'm being serious. I am. Because I love you, baby. Yeah. You accidentally breaking something isn't the end of the world. Well, it's not to me. I mean, I'd be way more upset, but I wouldn't. Yeah, if you broke my Xbox, I'd be pretty bummed. But I wouldn't, again, it's not like, yeah. I think intention matters. The thing is, accidents happen. Imagine if I broke something accidentally. Would you yell at me? Would you scream at me? You could be pissed, sure. You're allowed to be pissed. You wouldn't raise your voice, though. Maybe a little bit. Okay. I won't raise my voice to you. We will see. You will. It's okay, hey. It's okay, baby. Yeah, accidents happen. What are you doing anyway? We're just looking. That makes a lot of sense. Did you actually see a spider, though? Because if you did, I want to get it. I don't want that loose in the house. Let me see. Yeah, there actually is one. Here, let me... do you have a paper? Here, let me scoop him up. There you go. I'm just going to take him outside. Because he doesn't deserve to die. His biggest crime was being scary looking and tiny. Yeah, and having too many eyes and too many legs and pincers. Dude, why do you gotta look like a spider? All right, I'm going to take him outside. Of course, baby. Can you pick up? Yeah, no. Actually, I'll do it when I get back. I was just going to say, can you pick up the pieces so I have all the pieces together? You don't have to. I can do it when I get back. Oh, shit, he's moving. Okay. Yeah, let me take him outside. Yeah, today clear. You gotta go outside, buddy. I don't know why you decided to come inside the house. Oh, of course, baby. Yeah, literally 2 seconds. I'll be right back. Let me go dump him outside. Of course, princess. Oh, shit, he's crawling. Okay. I love you, too. I love you so much.